Hello again, this is Alan Ashton and you're in tune with Organ First Radio. Selection of pipes and electronics this month, some of which are centred around emails that you've sent me, but for starters, what better way than to commence with a lively number played by George Blackmore on the Hammond Regent model, and it's the appropriately titled Entrance March. Entrance March, played there by George Blackmore. Now, George was one of those organists equally at home on pipes or electronics, and one listener, David Rose, asked me if I happened to know on which theatre organ George was playing on the LP Magnificent Music Machine, released in 1968 on the EMI Studio 2 label. Well, I was pretty sure it was the Guildhall Southampton, and Wayne Iveney of the Cinema Organ Society confirmed that for me. So, let's hear the theatre organ sounds from the dual-purpose Compton organ as George plays Dr. Doolittle. Thank you. Dr. Doolittle from the 1967 American musical film starring Rex Harrison, Samantha Eggar, Anthony Newley and Richard Attenborough. It was adapted by Leslie Bricus from the novel series by Hugh Lofting and primarily fuses three of the books, The Story of Dr. Doolittle, The Voyages of Dr. Doolittle and Dr. Doolittle's Circus. Anyway, it's a delightful little tune that seems to get overlooked by organists in general, so I hope you enjoyed hearing it. It's been some time now since I've included anything by Alan Haven at the Lowry Organ, so let's rectify that now with this arrangement of Deep Purple from the 1969 album Haven for Sale. Played by Alan Haven with the Keith Mansfield Orchestra, and that's from a double album on a single CD, reissued on the RPM label, and copies are still available from MSS Studios. Now that tune, Deep Purple, was chosen, I suspect somewhat humorously, by former Nigerian organist Fela Sawande, who was a regular contributor to BBC Broadcasting back in the halcyon days of daily broadcasts and programmes of light music. Equally at home on electronic organ, he made a number of recordings on the Decca label with the Rhythm Quintet, and this next track, Estrelita, is just one of them. Sawande at the Hammond organ with his quintet playing Estrelita, or to give it its other title, Little Star. It was written in 1912 by Mexican composer Manuel Maria Ponce, and it gives a link to this next item, for it was that tune, Estrelita, that organist Charles Smitten used as his signature tune. Charles liked nothing better than to be seated at a large Wurlitzer organ, for it gave him full rein over his choice of music, which often included items such as this next one, which comes from the four-part South of the Alps suite by Ernst Fischer. This segment is titled In a Harbour Town, and it comes from a live recording captured for the OK Rollam label release Riding High, and it features Charles Smitten at the lovely Odeon Leeds Wurlitzer.
Thank you.
In a Harbour Town, played there by Charles Smitten, and again, copies of the CD Riding High are available from MSS Studios. Now, that particular piece of music appeared on the very first recording I ever bought of Klaus Wunderlich, and it was indeed Charles Smitten, back in the 70s, who urged me to go out and purchase a copy of an LP titled Hammond Concerto, on which Klaus plays all four parts of the lovely Alpen Suite. So, here is the maestro himself with the final part, the Tarantella. Tarantella on Hammond organ, played there by the maestro himself, Klaus Wunderlich. And yes, that CD too is still available from MSS Studios. I've been asked in the past which artists do I think have had the most influence in popularising the organ, and I always say Klaus Wunderlich for electronics. And let's face it, 15 prestigious awards, 14 of them being golds, certainly amount to an overwhelming love of his music. When it comes to the pipe organ, there are a number of organists playing the UK concert circuit today who will openly say it was Reginald Dixon who influenced them. Reg might not have got any gold awards, but his output of recordings would be very hard to beat. So it was the other week that I came across a video on YouTube that I and others find to be grossly offensive, not even clever or funny, but one which seeks to take Reggie's name and by association his signature tune to an all-time low. What were the people who market themselves as professionals thinking of when they posted this for all to see? Especially as Reggie's family and descendants are still alive, because in any event, I thought the name of the game was to promote organ music, not denigrate it. So let's enjoy the next 4 minutes in the company of Mr. Blackpool as he plays firstly the Wistful Waltz and then follows it with the less than often heard full version of his signature tune. Unmistakable sound and style of the Blackpool Tower Wurlitzer with Mr. Blackpool, Reginald Dixon, MBE. His signature tune, of course, and before that, the Wistful Waltz, a little tune composed by his long-time recording manager, Bob Barrett. Back now to electronics, and by doing so, going to turn back the clock several years to hear a medley played on the Thomas Entertainer model by American organist Byron Melcher. Now, this one is especially for Gail Masinda in the United States, for she and I began corresponding some months ago, and it came out in the course of our emails that she used to work for the Thomas Organ Dealers from around 1975 until they eventually ceased manufacture. Now, until a few weeks back, I only had one recording of Byron Melcher's. It was on a pipe organ, and I played a track from it in a recent edition. But then I saw another copy of it at a really good price on eBay, so I bought it, and I'm happy to share this trio of tunes from it with you. Espana Cani, Janine, I Dream of Lilac Time, and Bubbles in the Wine.
Thank you.
a medley of three tunes played by Byron Melcher at one of the Thomas Entertainer range of instruments and recorded back in 1966. Seems this range of organs was one of the first to have colour glow lights on the keyboards in order to show you how to play instantly. Just think, if I'd have had one of those models, I could have sounded like that. On the other hand, maybe not. In England, we too have an organist with the Christian name of Byron, Byron Jones, or otherwise affectionately known as the Welsh Wizard, on account of him coming from Wales. Some years ago, he rescued a lovely little two-manual six-rank Wurlitzer, which originally began life in 1925 in the Hollywood Theatre Gowanda, which is a village in Erie County in the state of New York. Anyway, it's now installed in his home in England, and here is Byron with that lovely ballad, You'll Never Know. Never Know, played by Byron Jones on his own little residence Wurlitzer. It's been quite some time since I featured one of my favourite artists of recent years, John Kiffin, so I'm going to make amends for that by including a track from a CD he released a couple of years ago called Cappuccino, which he describes as a selection of tunes designed to give you a softer way to start the day. The opening track is by German composer Joseph Rixner, and it's called Blauer Himmel, or, in your actual English, Blue Sky. ¶¶ Blue Sky, played by John Kiffin with his Yamaha Tyrus 2, Versi Spectra and Helios organs, and with no MIDI or sample files. And delightful it was too. I know John has a couple of releases all lined up, but his outside playing engagements of present months has been rather hectic. Well, what better tune to follow Blue Sky than with Indian Summer, and most certainly in the dying days of September, I was still sweating it out in the garden in some gloriously hot days. So, in musical terms, here is John DeTroy at the huge Radio City Music Hall Wurlitzer organ to play Indian Summer. Indian Summer, composed originally as a jazz standard for piano by Victor Herbert and played there by the late John DeTroy at Radio City Music Hall in New York. The sound of a Kilgan theatre pipe organ is something you don't hear that often, but it didn't stop the great George Wright from playing one in Grant Union High School in Sacramento, but he was a pupil there back in 1939. It's quite an impressive instrument of some 4 manuals and 21 ranks of pipes, and it would seem that despite it originally having a Kilgan console, which in 1975 was destroyed by an arsonist, the best of the pipe work would appear to have come from no less than 3 Wurlitzers. Anyway, here's Ray Frazier with Me and the Man in the Moon. Frazier and Me and the Man in the Moon, which of course in the early hours of the 28th of last month turned red. Not that I was up at the unearthly hour to see it for myself. My search, however, for an appropriately coloured moon tune drew a blank. So in its place, here is German organist Bruno Hoff on his Korg i3 keyboard to play what else but Blue Moon.
Thank you.
And with that, we're almost at the end of another edition of Organ First Radio. But on what to close the show? Well, seeing as how George Blackmore opened it with the entrance march, let's close by having a listen to a very historic broadcast that he did back in 1963, I think it was, when he became the last person to broadcast the BBC Moller Theatre organ before it sailed to Hilversum and eventual return back to home in the United States. So, from yours truly, Alan Ashton, until next month's edition of Organ First Radio, I'll leave you in the hands of George Blackmore. Bye for now.
To conclude my programme, here is a selection of famous light classical melodies arranged by Montague Ewing. In it, no doubt, you will recognise themes from the standard overtures, in particular, the finale, which in this case is part of Orpheus in the Underworld. So here we go with 5 minutes of cheerful classics. Thank you. Well, that's all from me for this morning. And it's goodbye for the present from George Blackmore. And it's goodbye for the last time from the BBC Theatre Organ.
You've been listening to Organ First Radio, a Penelador production presented by Alan Ashton with technical direction by Ian King.